This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
This is the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up over the next hour, we'll be looking back at the Championship action from this week, both on Tuesday and Wednesday night. We had 7 fixtures on Tuesday, we had 5 last night, so we'll be reacting to that. In particular, we'll be looking at Derby's win against Wigan last night. We'll also be talking a little bit about Hull. What a brilliant result for them away at Nottingham Forest. We'll also be talking about a little bit about Huddersfield's draw against Middlesbrough. And we will finally be talking about the World Cup semi-finals over in Japan this weekend. Team news has been announced from England, New Zealand and South Africa. So we're breaking down all of those team sections as well. If you want to get in contact with us, call us on 0208 7020 558. This is the Championship Fan Show here on Love Sport. So plenty to talk about over the next hour. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us this afternoon, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We are also on WhatsApp, so make sure you get in contact with us this afternoon. As I mentioned, plenty of Championship action to be looking back. It hasn't just been the Champions League that's been taking place over the last couple of nights, but all 24 Championship clubs have been involved over the last couple of evenings. On Tuesday night, we had 7 fixtures, and last night, we had 5 games, starting with at Ashton Gate. Bristol City won 2-1 against Charlton. A late winner for Bristol City gave them the point. It was a real running theme from last night's action. In most games, there were goals in added time, so some late resilience from a number of sides. But Bristol City reacted to a disappointing loss at Luton on the weekend. They lost by 3 goals to nil, but they reacted with a 2-1 win. We mentioned it yesterday that Charlton, had they won last night, they would have gone in between Manchester City and Liverpool for points acquired in 2019. A pretty phenomenal statistic and shows how well Lee Bowyer has done in this calendar year. But there were no points for Charlton at Ashton Gate. Derby, who we'll be talking about in just a few moments' time, they won by 1 goal to nil against Wigan. Yet again, another late goal for Derby in added time. Graham Shinney scoring his first goal for the club late on in that game. Fulham won by 3-2 at home against Luton. It was very much a one-man show at Craven Cottage as Alexander Mitrovic scored his first career club hat-trick and secured all 3 points for Fulham at home last night. A pretty drab game at the John Smith Stadium. It finished Huddersfield 0, Middlesbrough 0, which doesn't really help out either of the sides, if we're being brutally honest. Both in and around the relegation zone. Jonathan Woodgate, the pressure's still on him. Danny Cowley's still pretty new to the job at Huddersfield. So a 0-0 draw for them. And the biggest shock of the night came at the Forest ground, as Nottingham Forest lost 2-1 at home against Hull City. When I saw that score, I thought Jarrod Byrne must have scored for Hull. Lo and behold, you look at the Hull score and guess who scored the second goal? Jarrod Bowen was that man. We'll be talking about Hull a little bit later in the hour. A big win for them. Nottingham Forest, it's been a pretty horrendous last 4 days. They lost away at Wigan by 1-0 on Sunday, and then lost at home 2-1 against Hull. Two sides in the bottom half of the table. So a disappointing few nights for Sabri Lamouchi, but a pretty good night for Hull, Grant McCann and his side. If you want to get in touch with us this afternoon, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We are also on WhatsApp, so we want to hear from you. Whether you're disappointed, whether you're delighted, ecstatic with your club this week, whether you've had a win and you're absolutely delighted, or if you want to rant after a very disappointing display in midweek, make sure you get in contact with us. That number again, 0208 7020 558. We're going to be continuing to look back at that action from last night. As I said, 5 fixtures in total, and it felt like a pretty big win at home for Derby County last night. They won by 1-0 at home against Wigan. And to talk all things Derby, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Richard Cusack, Midlands football writer for Reach. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Richard. Did it feel like one of those occasions where, even though it's a game that Derby really should be winning, just making sure you get over the line, and in the end it came through a late goal, but just getting over the line felt really important?
Afternoon, Kieran. Of course, I think it was Graham Shinney, the goal scorer himself, even said afterwards that Derby played probably worse last night than they did against the defeat at Charlton on Saturday, which really was a dreadful performance. That probably tells you all you need to know about last night's game. Derby was slow, ponderous in their build-up. They didn't play very well at all. The home crowd grew audibly frustrated, particularly into the second half when Wigan, who obviously... As the game sort of carried on and Derby was still goalless, the game was still goalless, it obviously opened up in Wigan's favour. They started to get more adventurous and they started to ask a few more questions of Derby. So you were sort of thinking, well, will it be one of those smash and grabs, one of those a result that leaves a horrible taste in the mouth? But in the end, Derby did what they had to do and came through with a spectacular goal from Graham Shinney 2 minutes into added time. And that just lifts the mood a bit now, hopefully. I mean, there'll be an inquest, obviously, today into how bad the performance was and exactly why Derby played the way they did. But they got the 3 points, and that's the most important thing after Saturday's result and performance.
As you mentioned, that goal came late on in the 92nd minute from Graham Shinney. A pretty good way to introduce yourself. Obviously, it's his first goal since his summer move from Aberdeen. A stunning volley, a right-footed half volley from an angle. I mean, there are ways of introducing yourself to a set of fans and get them on side. That is a pretty emphatic way of doing that.
It really is. It's actually only his third appearance for Derby. He only made his debut against Luton before the international break and in a 2-0 win. And Derby fans were very impressed, as I was. Very impressed with the way that he played in the middle of the park, the way he acquitted himself. He was getting stuck into crunching tackles. He can distribute the ball well, and so he'd already made a name for himself among Derby fans after just one performance. The whole team weren't very good at Charlton on Saturday, although he didn't play too badly. But overall, it was just a really poor performance. But last night again, he was at it in the middle. He was trying to get things going. He was very aggressive in the tackle. There were a couple of times where he really wasn't shy to put a foot in, and that's always going to get fans of any club off their feet and talking about you. And the way that he put the ball in the back of the net last night, a lovely half volley right into the top right corner. Wigan keeper had absolutely no chance. And again, that you could see the way what it meant to him afterwards to get his first goal, because he's had to wait for his opportunities in a Derby shirt. You know, he was signed by Frank Lampard in the summer from Aberdeen on a free transfer. I think he put pen to paper around May time, because as he was allowed to, because he was obviously coming from Scotland, they were allowed to announce a transfer at the time they did. He was limited to under-23s and Carabao Cup appearances under Philip Cocu before he was played in the game against Luton. So that will have been a big relief to him last night, and certainly for the manager as well, because he was vindicated in his decision to start playing him.
As you mentioned, one of the things before the game was about Philip Cocu demanding a reaction from his players after that dire 3-0 defeat at Charlton. The performance didn't necessarily show that there was that massive reaction, but because Derby got the win, does it paper over cracks? Or do you think that actually, even though the performance wasn't there, 3 points is the all-important thing, and even though the performance didn't get the reaction, the result did get the type of reaction they wanted?
I think you can always take heart from a win, however way you grind the result out, however way you get it. The important thing now will be how they play against Hull City away on Saturday, who obviously picked up a great win at Nottingham Forest last night. And then the week after, Derby travel to Middlesbrough. They host Middlesbrough at Pride Park, who are in dire straits themselves, aren't they? They're only 1 or 2 points off the relegation places. So I think, regardless of how Derby played last night, a win really should give us a bit of buoyancy going into the Hull and Middlesbrough games next up. I think the problem for Derby was obviously that wasn't the first time we'd seen that performance at Charlton. We'd seen it before at Brentford, before the last international break. They were really poor then, and they'd obviously lost 3-0 to Nottingham Forest in the Carabao Cup previously. So that's, we've already suffered 3-0 defeats at the hands of Championship sides, and we're not even in November yet. So they have struggled, but last night, I think I agree with you in the sense that it papers over some cracks, but a win can do wonders for morale and for team spirit. And perhaps, hopefully, the manager will be saying to the players now this morning, we'll look back at the video, it wasn't great, but you've got the win. That's all that matters for now. Let's not forget that Philip Cocu's only, 12 games into his managerial career at Derby. And with this set of players, yes, we know about the off-the-field incidents with Tom Lawrence and Mason Bennett. So that's been well documented. I've had to deal with that as well. But obviously, there's nothing else a win can do apart from just lift morale and lift team spirit and hopefully let them kick on. Again, like I just said, we'll see exactly how they get on at Hull. Because if they put in another poor performance like last night or at Charlton, then obviously there are warning signs. But I certainly think that Hull will be the big sort of litmus test for them now.
One of the positives, I'm guessing, that Philip Cocu will take out of the game, in addition to actually getting all 3 points, was the fact that it's now a second clean sheet in successive home championship games for Derby, that even though the performance necessarily wasn't great, the ability to win games 1-0 shouldn't be underestimated. And actually getting another clean sheet, it may only be now just in 2 successive home games, but that must be a positive for Philip Cocu.
Of course, they hadn't kept a home clean sheet since the goal of straw with Swansea in their opening home game of the campaign. Obviously, before the Luton match last time out. So that'll obviously, the fact that they're tight, they were tight last night. Curtis Davies was excellent. He was, I think, was named man of the match by the PA. I'd have given it to Tom Lawrence personally because I thought he was very good at covering his full-back and going forward as well. But like you say, they're doing very well sort of in terms of keeping tight at home. They've not been great on the road, though. They've conceded 3 times already on the road this season in all competitions. But they are leaking goals on the road, but hopefully they'll be able to go to Hull City and build from the solid foundations at the back that they've established at Pride Park.
So, as it stands, Derby are currently 14th, which, on the face of it, doesn't look great. But actually, if you put it like this, they're only 4 points off the playoff positions. What does that show you, Richard? Does it show that actually Derby, if they can start getting a bit of momentum, they can potentially be a playoff side? Or does it more show the fact that the championship is so tight that there are so many teams that maybe aren't consistent or that it is just so tight and there are a lot of teams that are very close together?
You must be reading my tweets, Kieran, because I said exactly that last night. I said you can look at it one of two ways. You can say that either the league this season is a typical championship season where it's absolutely bonkers. How can a team like Forest, for example, I'm not picking on them because they're Derby's rivals, but they're a perfect example of a team that could have begun Monday morning top of the league. Instead, 2 games later, after a defeat at Wigan and after a defeat to Hull last night, they sit in 8th place. Albeit they're only 2 points off the automatics and 4 points off top spot. It illustrates just how crazy the championship is once again. But on the flip side, you can also say, is it one of the poorest iterations of the championship we've seen for a long while? Because as you say, how can Derby, who have began the season very slowly indeed and put in some very poor performances, be 4 points off the playoffs, off Preston in 6th? And also, they are only 2 ifs and buts and all the rest of it. But if Martin Waghorn had put 2 penalties away earlier this season against West Brom and against Swansea, then Derby could be in the playoffs now. As I say, it's all swings and roundabouts and ifs and buts and conjecture. But that's the reality of it. That's how close the championship is this season. And if they've got 2 favourable matches, I would say. Before they play Forest, and then they play Preston, Fulham, QPR, 3 sides that are really gunning for promotion, and they're up there in the top half of the championship. So come the first weekend of December, Derby could either be very, very well placed in the top half of the table, or they could be struggling. So we've got a very interesting 6 weeks or so coming up at Pride Park.
Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Richard.
Cheers, Karen. Thanks.
That was Richard Cusack. Midlands football writer for Reach, and it makes the point there that despite the fact that Derby haven't had a great start to the season, and it's been probably a bit of a tough start this season for them, that they've only won four times in 13 games. The fact of the matter is they are only 4 points off the top six, only 8 points off first. That is a remarkable statistic. It just shows that in the Championship this season, maybe it's a lack of a really quality side, but that is utterly ludicrous that after 13 games, Derby and 14th, who've had a pretty average, to say the least, starts the season, that Derby and 14th are just 8 points off the top. That is pretty remarkable. If you've got any views on the Championship, is it a case of it being worse this season than it has been in previous years, or is it better that the quality is just going up and up? Call us on 0208 70 20 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. We're going to be continuing to look back at last night's action, including Huddersfield's draw against Middlesbrough.
Love Sport.
This is the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, if you want to have your views on your Championship club, the number is 0208 70 20 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. We've just been talking about Derby's home win against Wigan, which puts them just 4 points off the playoff positions, despite being in 14th. A pretty drab game, unless Huddersfield fans want to tell us anything different, say that actually Huddersfield were brilliant and they fully deserved 3 points. They were playing against Middlesbrough last night at the John Smith Stadium. It ended 0-0, so not exactly the greatest game. It doesn't really help either side. Huddersfield 22nd on 10 points, Middlesbrough 21st on 11. On the Breakfast Show this morning with Patrick Christie's and Martin Allen, they were joined by the ex-Huddersfield man Ian Dunn, and he was first asked about the impact that the Cowley brothers are making at Huddersfield.
You can already see the improvement. It's stark, isn't it? It's there for everybody to see. The team look, dare I say, a little bit sharper, a little bit fitter. And that doesn't happen overnight, but to have seen the change in the team already every Huddersfield Town fan is delighted with the appointment of the Cowleys. I won't say it. I did call it the game that Lincoln beat Huddersfield. I suggested that the Cowleys might be a good choice should Jan Sievert lose his job. And it's come to roost. They're doing an excellent job so far.
Well, look, 0-0 last night against Middlesbrough. I mean, look, I suppose, what did you make of last night's performance? But I've just seen it overall now in the table. You guys are 22nd, so you've got Stoke and Barnsley below you. Middlesbrough just above you. Is it not a slight concern then that if you do have ambitions at getting much higher up the league, which I'm sure you do, obviously you did draw 0-0 with the team who's just one place above you?
Yeah, on paper, you'd be looking to beat the likes of Middlesbrough, but Middlesbrough are no mugs either. They are fighting for their survival. I thought last night's game was two teams that went hell for leather. Huddersfield, certainly, you could see are in the throes of change. The Cowleys are implementing their style of play. Like I said, I think they already look a little bit sharper and a little bit fitter. That will come. The football is such a quick season that things have to sort of change quite rapidly. But with the Cowleys, I just get the feeling that they're going to get the time, obviously. I think the fans are patient with them. And their strategy, their technique, I just think it's a real positive at Huddersfield that's got these two guys in place at the moment.
What has been the change in the playing style that you've seen from the previous manager?
I think they're working harder off the ball. I think there's a spell under the previous manager. This isn't to be nasty to him. I just felt that the players weren't, from the games I saw, off the ball they were. It was almost as if, well, it'll happen. Something will happen. Whereas now, I think the Cowleys have got them like all good teams. You have to work hard off the ball. If you don't work hard off the ball, you're going to struggle on it. And I just think that for me, the main ingredient, they've got the lads working so hard throughout the 90 minutes. And that's why they need to be that little bit fitter and stronger as well. But for me, that is going to give them every chance. Because there's no doubt about it, they're in a bit of a dogfight. You can say that right now, even though it's early on. Results haven't been good enough, but you've just got to hope that everything can happen over the next couple of months and try and get a good position in the league this season. I think that's got to be the target, and try and get away from that bottom three.
So from going from the Premier League and a relegation into the Championship in the relegation places, how are the fans taking to it at the moment? And obviously the owner, Dean, what's his name?
Well, no, it's not Dean now.
Dean Hoyle. That's what I was going to say. Dean Hoyle sort of leaving now. How are the fans taking to it?
So, I mean, Huddersfield fans, they've had two, three glory seasons. Even last year in the Premier League, you know, they're in the Premier League. And they're sort of punching above the weight a little bit. okay, some were disappointed, clearly, at going down. I think going down, there was an element of the fans that thought, hey, this we can bounce back up, but anyone in football can tell you that the Championship isn't that kind of division. You don't just bounce back up unless you've got...
Yeah, not many clubs do it, do they? Not many clubs
do
it. No,
they don't. There's that... You know, the bounce of getting a new manager, it's the opposite. When you go down from the Premiership, it can hit you hard. And I think it hit Huddersfield players hard. It's the style of football they're having to play against. So it's going to take a little bit of time. But I reiterate, the Cowleys, they're ambitious, they're young. They speak so well. When you listen to them, they know the football. And I just think they're going to get their techniques and their strategy into the players. And we'll see Huddersfield. I'm not going to make any predictions, but I honestly think we'll see Huddersfield climb the table and get out of danger. That would be my prediction.
Yeah, all right. Well, just on that then, you've got 5 games unbeaten. Where do you reckon you'll be by Christmas? Let's take it one step at a time. Have you got a particular position in mind where you'd like to be in by Christmas?
It'd be hard to say that, but I mean, I would just like to be out of the bottom three. Yeah. and clear of the bottom three. And I think that gives them a bit of a foundation after Christmas and really consolidate themselves in the Championship. I think, you know, ultimately that is... Right now, listen, it's November next week.
Yeah.
If you said to Huddersfield Town fans, listen, you'll be consolidated, you'll be in the Championship come the end of this season, they'd bite your hand off.
That was the ex-Huddersfield man Ian Dunn, who joined Love Sport Breakfast with Patrick Christie's and Martin. I remember you can listen to The Breakfast Show every weekday morning from 6:30 until 10 a.m. So make sure you listen in. Obviously, talking about that Huddersfield game drawing 0-0 against Middlesbrough, which doesn't really help out either side, if we're being honest. As I mentioned, Huddersfield's still in the relegation zone. 10 points from their first 13 games. They are 22nd. Middlesbrough just the other side of the relegation line. They are 21st with 11 points. I think what you can see is that Danny Cowley is starting to get things going, starting to build a little bit of momentum. And it's going to take time. It's not a case of him just walking in and just suddenly putting off a miracle. We're not in a transfer window, so we can't sign anyone. I thought when Huddersfield made the appointment, I thought it was a really good appointment. And I was surprised it took that long for Danny Cowley to get a Championship job. But you can see that things are starting to move a little bit for Huddersfield, but it wasn't a case of overnight. It's suddenly changing. We've spoken to some Middlesbrough guests over the last few weeks, and they said that Jonathan Woodgate isn't under any pressure, that they will remain patient, they will stick with him, he's a club legend, and they will give him time. Now, I fully admire that in an era where there is a lot of short-termism and people tend to pull the trigger far too soon and far too early and don't give managers enough time, but if Middlesbrough's poor form continues and they slip into the relegation zone and they are there come the end of November into the beginning of December, I don't know whether this approach of being patient and being perhaps showing loyalty towards the manager necessarily will continue for that much longer. So that result not really helping out either side last night. Looking at a few of the other games, Fulham beat Luton 3-2 at home, a first club career hat-trick for Alexander Mitrovic. It was most certainly the Alexander Mitrovic show at Craven Cottage. They beat Luton by 3-2, which moves Fulham up to 7th place. They're level on points with Preston, who are in 6th. This is what Scott Parker had to say after the game. He said, in the first half, we were very good and should have gone in with a more comfortable lead than 1-0, but we were not clinical with the opportunities we got. We got a bit nervy at the end and were desperate for the win after a poor result at the weekend. Remember, they lost 2-0 to Stoke at the weekend. I'm delighted with the boys as we looked very frightening and we dug out a result. At times, we played some lovely football. I think, again, it's a case of, for Fulham, great in attack, but in defence, still looking kind of quite concerning. And you saw it in the Premier League. They were hopeless defensively. And I think we start to see that again. You don't get punished as much in the Championship, but they conceded 2 last night at home against Luton. But Mitrovic, he scored 34 goals now for Fulham since arriving from Newcastle in February 2018. He signed a new contract over the last couple of months. Fulham did a terrific job to keep hold of him. At Ashton Gate, Bristol City bounced back from a defeat to Luton on the weekend. They lost 3-0. They won by 2-1 at home against Charlton. A late goal for Bristol City secured the win for them in the 98th minute. That was despite Femara Jeju, the Senegalese forward, being sent off. So a big result for Lee Johnson's side. Another game that happened last night that we'll be reacting to in the next few moments are Hull. They won 2-1 at Nottingham Forest last night. A bad day for Sabri Lamouchi's side. Two defeats in 4 days to Wigan and Hull, but a great night for Grant McCann's side away at Forest. So we'll be getting the Hull perspective next.
This is Love Sport.
This is the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, if you want to share your views this afternoon, call us on 0208 7020 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. That number again, 0208 7020 558. This hour is dedicated to you, the Championship fans out there. So make sure you get in contact with us this afternoon. Obviously, we'll continue to look back at last night's action. We went through some of the results. Derby won 1-0 at home against Wigan. Bristol City beat Charlton by 2-1. Fulham won 3-2 at home against Luton. Huddersfield, a pretty drab draw, 0-0 at home against Middlesbrough. So some interesting results in there. An important result for Philip Cocu. A reactionary performance from Lee Johnson's Bristol City. And perhaps not the ideal result for either Huddersfield or Middlesbrough. But the result of the night came at the Forest ground. And that was for Hull City. That was away at Nottingham Forest. It finished Forest 1, Hull 2. And I'm delighted to say, to look back at that game, we are joined by Jonty Coleman, digital football writer for Hull Live and the Hull Daily Mail. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Jonty. After a home defeat to QPR last weekend, what a great way to react with a win at one of the high flyers so far this season.
I don't think many expected that result, to be perfectly honest. And it was a fantastic result. And not only was it a great win, but it was a deserved win as well. On the basis of the game, you'd say Hull City were definitely the better of the two sides. And they just took the chances. There's really good game management, especially after going down to 10 men, which is over 20 minutes to go. They just defended for their lives after that point and did it superbly. You know, Nottingham Forest, they're not short of attacking players like Joe Ollie, Lewis Graben, João Carvalho on their day. They're all capable of tearing apart even the best of defences. So Hull City in that respect did really well at the end to keep them out. And for the first hour they attacked really well, especially in the spell where they did get their two goals. They looked really good going forward, and a formation change proved to be key for them.
As you mentioned there, Jonty, Hull had to play the last 20 minutes down to 10 men. Josh McGuinness, who had scored earlier in the game, got sent off. In terms of the game management, is that one of the big things that Grant McCann will take away from the game, is that even under tough circumstances in those final 20 minutes, away from home, Hull was still able to hold on, not just for one point, but for all 3 points?
I think there's a number of things you can take away from that game, and that being one of them. A big issue that has caused was that Josh McGuinness had scored, that was his third goal in less than a fortnight now for club and country. And one thing that City have been crying out for all season is a striker that's in form and getting goals regularly. And just as he's got that, he's now lost McGuinness to a four-match suspension because it's his second red card of the season, both by the same referee, actually, his last coming away in Millwall during a 1-1 draw back in August. And funnily enough, on game management, it was very similar to Millwall, where back in August, they had a numerical disadvantage after running out of substitutes due to an injury crisis. And then McGuinness got sent off late on in that game. So again, they had to defend resolutely. And, you know, that was what they had to do for 20, 25 minutes last night. And they did it really well. Forest right at the end, you know, every time that ball went in a box, you know, it was a heart-in-mouth moment, really. But yeah, they did it excellently. And despite losing Jordy Device, who'd just come back from injury earlier than expected, he came off and Ryan Tafazoli came on, defended well in his place. Brees Burt was excellent at the back. Cal Melder had an outstanding game at left back. And it was just a very well-deserved performance in a lot of areas for Hull City.
When the result came in and I saw that Hull had won 2-1, I thought, there is no way that Jarrod Bowen hasn't contributed in this game, that he must have scored in this game. And lo and behold, Jarrod Bowen did score one of the two goals. Just how impressive is Jarrod Bowen? We've talked about him quite a lot when you've been on, Jonty, but how special a player is he? And with every goal he scores, is it kind of a poison chalice that it maybe leads further and further to a potential move in January?
I think almost, in a way, yeah. It's not that often when you've got a winger that prolific and over such a consistent period. And with his first two seasons in the Championship, he was Hull City's top goal scorer. This year, he's already been Hull City's top goal scorer. I saw a lot of Newcastle fans actually on Twitter last night after he'd scored, said that we really should have made a bigger push for him in the summer after he scored again. You can see why, and to be perfectly honest, it's actually quite a quiet game for him in general. He had one chance in the first half where Grzycki did superbly to set him up and forced a really good save out of Bryce Lambert, where he probably should have done better, but his finish for the second goal more than made up for it. I think a criticism you could have with Jarrod Bowen is, you know, he was very left-footed. He prides himself a lot on cutting in from the right and scoring with his left foot, but this season, 5 of his 6 goals in the league have all come with his right foot. So it's a side of his game that he's now developing, which is a really encouraging sign for Hull City fans and for him as well. You know, it's only developing him that he's now got that ability to finish with both feet.
When you look at Hull's results this season, I think this is a trend that we're seeing throughout the Championship. We were talking Derby earlier in the hour and said that it was ridiculous. They were only 4 points off the top 6 considering their indifferent start of the season. With Hull, is that the big thing to take out of it, that it has been an inconsistent start and that's how you'd sum it up? But if you look at it from the other perspective, that if Hull can just get a little bit more consistent, they can find themselves in a really good position in only about 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, I think that's you've summed up the Championship right there. I saw a tweet last night after the game saying that from the weekend fixtures and from the midweek fixtures, only Brentford were the only side in the league to have won both games. That literally sums up the Championship for me. You know, Hull City have been on a really poor run of form in the last 2. You know, they haven't looked good against Huddersfield, didn't look much better against QPR on Saturday. You'd argue that was their 2 worst performances of the season, but last night is a complete change. And now we sit, you know, in the exact purgatory of clearing relegation and chasing for the playoff. They're 6 points behind the top 6 and they're 6 points clear of the bottom 3. So it highlights really how just, you know, 4 or 5 games and all of a sudden you're right up there. I think Brentford's a good example of that. They struggled in the early weeks where many expected them to be right at the top. And now if you look at them, you know, I think they're not too far behind the top 6. So that's what we need, really, a run of games. It's not going to be easy for them when you look on paper, but I think a look on paper of the Championship is a bit of a, you know, as you mentioned earlier, a bit of a poison chalice, because from the last 2 games, if you'd offer Hull City 3 points from QPR at home and Nottingham Forest away, it probably would have snapped your hand off considering how they played at Huddersfield. And now they've got those 3 points. No one expected those 2 all come at the City Ground last night.
In your view, Jonty, why is it that we are seeing kind of a concertina effect in the Championship? Why it is so tight? Is it a lack of quality? Is it the fact that the standard has dropped slightly, or is it the opposite? Has it improved so much and on a consistent basis across the Championship that you've got a lot of competent good sides, that there really are no easy fixtures anymore?
No, there isn't. I think it's more the latter. I think the quality is so high, but in general it's across the whole league, really. There's not many teams that at the start of the season you pinpoint as, oh, they'll go down. And one of those 2 tends to normally surprise you. I mean, Charlton, for me, have been a prime example of that. I think I was surprised, you know, to see them come up and fair play. They did. And they've looked excellent this season, whereas I think that of the 3, Ben and Barnsley were 2 that were likely to be, you know, right down there this season. I think quality is just so high. And obviously, when everyone does their, you know, season predictions that never quite go to plan, you always kind of, you pinpoint 4 or 5 teams at the top. You kind of highlight 4 or 5 that might go down, and then that middle cluster, it's so dangerously tight. All one team, that's all you need, consistency. I think with a run of games, with the level of opposition, it's so hard to get consistency, and there's changes in the team all the time that are needed. Last night, Hull City made 4 changes. It was a bold call, to say for the very least, but it was one that proved to, you know, work spectacularly. It's one of those where it either goes excellently or it fails miserably. And fortunately for Grant McCann, it paid off very well last night.
Looking ahead then to this weekend's action, Hull are back at home against Derby. In terms of, I ask quite a lot of the guests that we get on about a prediction, but I'm guessing predicting anything in the Championship at the moment, as we've just been talking about, is incredibly difficult because we have absolutely no idea, because Hull could either turn up and be absolutely fantastic, or suddenly Derby could turn up and put out a result from nowhere.
Out of the 5 games in the break from the last international break to the one coming up, of the 5, I'd say, on paper, QPR and Derby at home were Hull City's 2 best opportunities of getting points, just because it was such a tough run for them, you know, based on how the season had started. And yet, you know, 2 games into that run of 5 and it's completely changed already. Derby are a weird team, really, in the sense that you know, they always seem to be there or thereabouts. Had a really good year last year, narrowly missed out on promotion under Frank Lampard. But, you know, despite having Philip Cocu, who's such a big name, come into the club, it hasn't quite worked out for them yet. But that doesn't mean that on their day they can't be a good side. You know, the talent in that side, you know, needs no introduction, really. It'll be a momentous occasion for Hull City. They've done a big charge on trying to drive attendances up. They've been falling at the KCON Stadium over the last couple of months. And on Saturday, they've introduced the half-price tickets for all fans going. So, and that's a big incentive. It's sent to smash the highest attendance of the season, which has been, you know, pretty low from what has been there in previous years. But by this season standard, it's a step up. So it could be a really good occasion. Hopefully for them, last night's win will get even more through the door than the already 15,000 expected on Saturday, which is, you know, a lot higher than the sort of crowds around 10,000 that it's been getting this season. It comes at a good time for them. And given Derby's struggles this season so far, they're kind of playing them at a perfect time. I mean, the only way it could have been more perfect for them if Derby hadn't beaten Luton last night.
Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Jonty. That was Jonty Coleman, digital football writer for Hull Live and the Hull Daily Mail, reacting to that impressive result for Hull last night away at Nottingham Forest. It's been a bad week for Sabri Lamouchi's side, losing 1-0 away at Wigan and 2-1 last night. But for Hull, a very impressive result. Jarrod Byrne yet again on the score sheet. I think there'll be plenty more interest and potentially some bids on the table come January for him, so Hull might have to brace themselves for that. But it's just indicative of the Championship this season that one game, you don't know from one game to the next how a team's going to do. There are very few sides that have been consistent, very few sides that are going on unbeaten runs, and it makes for a great spectacle because you simply do not know what is going to happen next. There have been some brilliant shocks in the Championship this week, and all that we can expect from the weekend really is the unexpected, and some shock results are going to happen yet again, and it's why the Championship is so intriguing. Many say it's the hardest league to get out of. Potentially this season might prove that. If you believe the Championship has got higher in quality, like Jonty believes, or if you believe maybe the quality across the board has gone down a little bit, call us on 0208 7020 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. Love Sport.